And like, why not take the risk? Like, there's really, at the end of the day, you have nothing to lose. Like, and if your dream school doesn't work out, like maybe it's what was meant to be. Like, there's another school that's perfectly great that will hopefully take you.
Welcome to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. Every week, we'll be talking shop with lacrosse goalies, coaches, and special guests. This is the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. Now your host, Coach Damon Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, goalies from around the world, welcome to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Damon. This is the show 100% dedicated to the lacrosse goalie. And on this show, it is, of course, my job to track down the best goalies in our sport, interview them, find out what makes them so great. What are the mindsets that they have? Even what are the drills that they do? How did they learn this crazy position we call lacrosse goalie? And hopefully in each episode, you can pull out one or two things that make you a better lacrosse goalie. My guest on the show this week is Ohio State women's goalie, Regan Alexander. Coming out of her hometown of Orlando, Florida, she just finished her sophomore year where she was the starting goalie for Ohio State. And she joins the show to talk about her progression in the goal and how she arrived at Ohio State and even how she ended up with the number 00. Awesome energy out of Regan. You're going to love this conversation. So please enjoy this podcast with Ohio State goalie Regan Alexander. Before we begin this episode, I want to read a word from our sponsor, and that is my own Lacrosse Goalie Summit. The Lacrosse Goalie Summit is a five-day free virtual lacrosse goalie training event, and it's really a simple idea. I invite the best lacrosse goalie coaches, the best lacrosse goalies in our sport, together for this five-day event to give free training sessions on different elements of this position. Lacrosse Goalie Summit 7 is now available for registration. Go to goaliesummit.com and get your free ticket. You're going to learn things like techniques and drills, mental mindsets of elite goalies, mindfulness training, tons of mental game training this time around. We're going to run it June 27th through July 1st. You can get an absolute free ticket at goaliesummit.com. You'll have the opportunity to buy the VIP pass once you sign up, and that is lifetime access to all the replays. So you can go back and watch all of these training events whenever and also wherever you want. You can download them and take them to go. I got a ton of great goalie coaches lined up for the Lacrosse Goalie Summit 7. We've got Goalie Smith, Sean Quirk, Ted Bergman, Chris Buck, Brett Dobson, Emily Sterling, Ariel Wiseman, Mr. Wonderful is going to be there, Simon Bellamy, Tim Cassie, Goalies Matter, Regan Alexander will be there, and tons of special guests as well. We're gonna have tons of fun. You're going to learn, I guarantee, at least one or two amazing things from each session. It's live. It's virtual via Zoom. So get signed up, goaliesummit.com for your free ticket. Once again, that's goaliesummit.com. And I'll see you starting on June 27th. It's a pleasure to welcome to the podcast Regan Alexander. She's the starting goalie of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Regan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be tons of fun. I would love to hear the story of when you first jumped into goal. Do you remember that?
I actually do. It's kind of a unique story. It was in the fourth grade and I actually broke my wrist. So I had a big cast on, but I was still able to play lacrosse for some reason, but not on the field. They threw me into goal. Like, I had no intention of being goalie ever, but that's how I got started. I just fell in love with it ever since.
You went in there with a broken wrist?
Yeah, so I had a cast. Like, I was able to play and I was fine, but yeah. I did have a cast when I first started.
That's amazing. What courage. What courage. Were you scared of the ball at first? I mean, I imagine like most goalies are. I know I was. How was your first experience?
I honestly just remember being there. Like, I didn't really know what to do. I think I just kind of stood there. I'm from Florida, so I didn't really get much goalie coaching till later on. But yeah, I don't really remember being ever scared of the ball until like way later. So when I got rippers and started seeing those types of shots.
I see. You're one of those crazy ones who wasn't scared of the ball at first, huh?
No, not at first. I honestly didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah, then, I love it. So how then did you go about learning how to make saves? You mentioned you grew up in Orlando, Florida area.
Yes.
It's definitely like becoming a bigger lacrosse hotbed, Florida.
Oh, but, definitely.
But at the time, not so much. So how'd you go about, you know, learning this position?
Honestly, just experience. Like, I was lucky enough to, so there wasn't much goalies around in my area. So I got to play with the older girls. So I got to see all these colleges and just play all these different levels. And that's where I found I learned the most, just getting reps and play as much as I could. Definitely for younger girls, like if you have friends who are older who play lacrosse, like getting shots from them, I think is the most helpful.
I do too. It's very helpful. Yeah. Sometimes goalies will ask me like, hey, should I play up with like the older kids? And my answer is typically always yes. Unless there's like, you know, you're so far up that it becomes a little bit dangerous. But you know, usually if it's one level up or like you're in sixth grade and you're playing with the seventh and eighth graders, that's totally fine. And then when you go back to playing with the sixth graders, right? Like the shots don't seem as fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I love it. So no goalie coaching. You were just jumping in there and kind of relying on raw athleticism.
Yeah, definitely in the beginning. But then obviously as I got older, with my club team saw some coaches.
Yeah.
And then developed my own kind of style took a little bit of piece of each from each of them and developed my own kind of style.
Interesting. Yeah. That's exactly what I preach as well. Is kind of like pulling in from different goalies and different coaches. Do you remember like specific things that you learned and incorporated into your style?
So I was never really like the cookie cutter goalie. Like, I was definitely relied on my athleticism a lot and still do. So I coached younger girls as well. And like, I always just tell them like, figure out what works best for you. Like, find like an older player and, who resembles how you play and kind of learn from them, yeah. See what they do wrong, what they do right. Kind of figure out, through that. As yep. for specifics, like specific skills I learned, I like to intercept the ball a lot. So when I was younger, I like to do a lot of that.
Yeah. Who'd you learn that from? I there's a play we'll look at later. I noticed that when I was watching the tape of Megan Alexander, he's creeping out there. Bam. Great pickoff.
Yeah. I'm definitely a creeper when the ball's behind the cage. Cause I think it's such an advantage. Like, why not? Like if you have the ability to get back in, like for the save, the ball's in front, like why not play behind the cage? I think especially if the team you're playing against, like if their main, attack is from behind the cage, might as well like try to cut that off a little bit, make them do something different.
100% agree. And especially like if you know this, if you have a scouting report that you know that girl from behind is a feeder, right? She rarely goes in, then you can do it. Or if she has the body language of a feeder, which is very different than somebody who has the body language of like, I'm gonna go to goal and score, you know what I mean? So when they have that feeding body language, you can kind of like creep out a little bit and pick off those passes, or at least like prevent them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I love it. So you said you relied quite a bit on your athleticism. What other sports did you play growing up, and kind of what do you think like those sports added to your lacrosse game?
Yeah, so I played basketball, I played soccer, I did track, as well as volleyball. So I played like all the sports in middle school. Lacrosse was not at my school. I relied on my club team for that, but I just think it's great just learning other sports. And then I think that could really help on the lacrosse field as well.
Yeah.
I did play soccer goalie, which is very different from lacrosse goalie, but they did throw me in there.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
You know what's actually surprisingly similar to lacrosse goalie is indoor lacrosse. I don't know if you ever played, indoor soccer goalie.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever played that?
I've never played indoor.
Indoor. Yeah. It's a lot like quicker and it's just a lot more about the angles and the goal is smaller, right? It's like not like the big soccer goal, but it's all about angles. And so like I was a decent indoor soccer lacrosse indoor soccer goalie because of my lacrosse training.
Oh, that's awesome.
Go figure.
Yeah, the more you know.
The more you know, yeah. But yeah, all those sports like volleyball, track, I mean, that's just running and jumping and like it just works on your athleticism. So when you get into the goal, like you've got that explosion, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, oh, I definitely agree. Also, weightlifting and stuff definitely helped in the recent years of getting quicker. Yeah, recently.
Weightlifting and what? What was the second one?
Just weightlifting. That was weightlifting.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Getting quicker.
Getting quicker. All right, there you go. Weightlifting and getting quicker. 100% yeah. Agree. Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge gym guy. Do you yoga? Do you like have a yoga routine?
Yeah, I love doing yoga. Definitely this past season, I got into hot yoga. I think as you get older, the mental game is what can make goalies like way, but give goalies an edge. As for me, like, I don't know, I still get nervous before games, and definitely like doing yoga before games, like calming my mind really helps me. So I really like yoga.
Oh, you want to talk about a mental battle? Do the hot yoga. I did it once, and closest to death I've ever been. It was so difficult. So it's like such this mental challenge of like getting through it and breathing, right? And just kind of like dealing with all that stuff. So yeah, it really helps you not only physically but with the mental game, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You mentioned they're getting, you get nervous before, you know, before the games. Is that for every game? What does that feel like for you? Cause I'm sure a lot of goalies can relate to that.
Yeah, I definitely get nerves in my stomach. Well, I just think goalies, like you have such a big impact on the field. Sometimes it's a lot of pressure. And I think depending on like who you are, like your situation, I know for me in the past, sometimes the pressure got to me. And I would like freak out and then start doing these crazy things in the goal when really I just needed to like settle down, relax my mind. Like in yoga, I always tell my goalies to breathe, like while you're in the play, like just settle your mind. Because I definitely think the pressure and everything, you could really go down that rabbit hole of overthinking. Mm-hmm. Like once you get scored on, like you really got to look at the next play and just like, I'm going to get the next one. At least for me, what helped me this last season, I used to tell my defense, like, we're going to get this next stop. I remember as, like, the other team was, like, running down the field, like, in some games I wasn't so confident. I would be, like, nervous. But as I got older and definitely learned how to deal with that more, I would just be like, you got to give yourself confidence. Like, I'm going to get this next one. Like, be excited for another opportunity to stop the ball and to play lacrosse.
Yeah, that's a great phrase right there. Excited. That's what I've been preaching quite a bit about pregame nerves is, mm-hmm. is reframing it as like, it's not nerves, it's excitement. Because it's kind of like, when you think about it, it's the same thing in the body, right? Like you get a little bit, you know, your heart beats a little quicker, maybe you get a little, you know, sweaty palms or what have you. But excited is very different mentally than nervous. Like nervous is this bad energy. Excitement is like, yeah, I get this chance to go out there and go do it. Right.
Yeah. It's something about reframing, especially as a goalie, like you got to kind of change how your mind thinks, especially when you get these shots that are like rippers, like you just gotta be like, I'm going to save this, or like imagining yourself saving the ball, instead of like being afraid.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do, Reagan, when you're not saving the ball? Because I'm sure you've gone through a stretch, every goalie does, where like you're not saving it. And then you start to think like, oh man, maybe I'm not a good goalie. What do you do personally to get out of those?
So for those, I definitely, as every goalie has been there. So I definitely in the past once or twice have gone down that rabbit hole of like, dang it, like I'm not getting the save, like what am I doing wrong? But recently what I've learned is that you just have to feed yourself confidence, or like even just acknowledge like that was a good shot, like that was a good play. Like I did everything I could in that situation, like my defense is busting their ass for me. That was just a good play by the attack. Like that's what I've learned that helps me, like just that was a good shot. But as for like my play, like if I personally am not doing what I need to do, I'll just take a step back, like again, like breathe, settle my mind, and just like feed myself confidence. Like you've been playing lacrosse since you were in fourth grade. Like, why can't you do that now? Like, just like, I just like to go back to when I started in my roots, and just start from there and just try to have fun with it again.
Smart. It's very smart. Yeah. Like, you got to fill up that confidence reservoir.
Yeah.
And for you, it's just reminding yourself like, hey, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm pretty gosh darn good at it. Like, I'm here for a reason, you know, stop thinking, let's have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. And I definitely think that I don't know about you, but I played best when I'm like relaxed and having fun. So I just try to get back to that. Like,
oh yeah.
Like always. So.
Oh yeah. I 100%. I think every goalie plays best when they're relaxed, loose, having fun. And that's why I was always like cheering people on. We scored a goal. Like, I was clapping my hands. Like, so we did takeaway check. I was the first one there. Cause I wanted to have fun and relax and get into the flow of the game. That really helped me. And I think it helps all goalies.
Oh, for sure. And also something I do to like stay connected with my teammates. Like, sometimes goalie can be like a lonely position, but after my teammates score, like, just have some fun. Like, I always run up after a game and like, or after my team scored, and like talk to my defense, just be like, you guys are killing it. Like, keep it up. We're going to get the next one. Like, and try to have fun with it.
Yeah. That way. Yeah. Yeah. I was always like that too. And it's like, if you want to talk about leadership, you know, a goalie that is like, come on, let's get a stop right here. And just saying that, like, we're going to get a stop right here. It's a very simple thing. You believe it, right? And it doesn't matter if you don't end up getting a stop, right? Because if you give up a goal, it's like, all right, we're going to get the next one.
Just, exactly.
Just saying that is like, you know, it's like a leader. You're a leader. Like, you're pumping up the crew, and people appreciate that. So
I was never a fan of goalies or like any player like pointing the finger at their defense. Like, I know I make my fair share of mistakes on the field. So like, if one of my defense makes a mistake, like, I don't know what happens. Like, you can't really get too upset.
You got to get that negative finger pointing culture out of your team. Cause it's like, if the goalie gives up a goal and the defense is like, why didn't you save that one? Or, you know, they get beat and you're like, why didn't you slide? Or why did you get beat so bad? Like, it's just not positive, not conducive to a good team environment. Like, it's.
Yeah, because. Go ahead. Yeah, you're always going to make mistakes, so.
Totally. Yeah, totally. 100%. What, are you very vocal out there on the field with the Buckeyes, with your college team?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm always, like, cheering them on or, like, obviously you gotta communicate like boss top right, like where the ball is. If someone is having good 1v1 D, I'm like that's like, keep it up. Like, good D. Like, I'm always trying to feed them compliments. But definitely communicating is very important, because like, as a goalie, you are the leader, you're the quarterback of the defense. So definitely communication is the number one thing that can, something you can control that can help your team do way better.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I could also tell too, I mean, this is the first time we've spoken, but I can also tell that you've got great energy. You've got tons of, tons of energy out there. And I think that, you know, that can really inspire your team as well. Right. I mean, talk to me a little bit about where that comes from. Is that just you?
I feel like I've always gotten that, but I'm just like super passionate and excited about the game. So that definitely helps. But I just try to have fun with it. Like, I definitely think the bond between me and my teammates helps me a lot. Like, we're super close. Mm-hmm. So that helps me if I'm having a bad day. And I just try to be there for them and give them my best self. Say if they're going through like a rough practice or like a bad play, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, what would you say to them, for example, or what's something you have said to one of your teammates in the past?
So like, say they got beat, like, instead of being like, you should have had that slide, be like, it's fine. Like, you're going to get the next one. Like, you know what you did wrong. Like, we're just going to adjust, like, go, like, don't be afraid to take that risk, because I have your back as well as everyone else. Like, we're all out there, like, having each other's backs.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. So positive. So awesome. Well, that's great, Reagan. So, I got a big question for you. What's your favorite part about being a lacrosse goalie?
There is a lot. I definitely love the thrill and the adrenaline of saving the ball. I definitely think as a goalie, you have a huge impact. So like, if you have like a stellar game, like it's just awesome. Like the feeling is like nothing else. Like I can't really describe it. So definitely that. And I don't know, it's very unique. So mm-hmm. I just like being a little bit different. So love I really it. Enjoy that part of
love
it.
Love it. Yeah. And you have a twin sister that plays as well, right? Was she like yeah. out in the backyard, like ripping shots on you, or how does that work?
Yeah, she's definitely someone who has helped me the most become like best player I could be. She's like my rock out there. She definitely is always she is always taking shots on me. Like the summer, we're always out there staying extra, like shooting on each other, or like all like clear it out to her. She plays defense.
Okay.
So it's kind of ironic she shoots on me, but she's pretty good. So I definitely appreciate her doing that. She helps me a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. So you have some success, I guess, in high school or club. I'd love to talk a little bit about your recruiting story. You know, how did Ohio State come into the picture, and you know, how was your recruiting process?
So I was a freshman when I recruited. I was before the rule. So mine was a kind of unique situation. I just remember everyone, like all the girls I was playing with were being recruited really quickly. We were all really young. Ohio State was actually my first offer, but my dad went there. I have a lot of history with them, and I obviously loved the school and felt like a strong connection to it. So that was definitely my number one. It just worked out really well. As for recruiting,
yeah,
I went to a lot of camps, a lot of tournaments, talked to a lot of coaches. I think that's the most like helpful thing you could do.
Camps, tournaments, talking yeah. to coaches. Mm-hmm. Is that your tips for the young goalies if they want to play college lacrosse?
Oh, for sure. Definitely do play as much lacrosse as you can. Get as much exposure. If you have like a specific school in mind, I went to Ohio State lacrosse camps, eighth grade and freshman year.
Yeah.
So I think that really helps.
Yeah. And did you like what? Was it a dream to play there, or was it like it was just one of the schools that you were considering?
It was definitely a dream to play at Ohio State. So when they gave me an offer, like it was too good to pass up.
Yeah, that's great.
And obviously, Ohio State's like the best college you could go to. The tradition and resources they have there are really great.
Well, it's a close second to Cal Berkeley where I went. But anyway, we'll save that debate for another day. I'm just kidding. The question I wanted to ask you is, you know, a lot of times if like someone has a dream of playing at a particular school, or even this could happen as well in a very big game, very big tournament, you know, it's so big. It's like, oh man, I got to perform well at this camp, or else, you know, that's it. Or else I won't do it. I got to perform well in this tournament because there's big coaches, and they put this additional pressure on themselves. And I'm wondering, if you did that, and if so, how did you overcome that?
As for high school, like I never really felt that until more recently in college. So like under the bright lights, then I put additional pressure on myself. In high school, I was really just having fun, and I was just loving the game. But for college, dealing with pressure now, definitely like what I was saying before, just feeding myself confidence and just being like, you're gonna kill it. Or like, why not take the risk? Like there's really, at the end of the day, you have nothing to lose. Like, and if your dream school doesn't work out, like maybe it's what was meant to be. Like there's another school that's perfectly great that will hopefully take you to play on your team.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. It's like, yeah, you're too young. You're too young to feel like, just have fun. Right? So, and you only started feeling the pressure until recently. I love that perspective. Yeah, because you guys play in the stadium, in the big stadium.
The last 2 years we played in the Shoe, but we're actually getting our own stadium next year. So we actually played the last. Probably most likely the last women's lacrosse game in the Shoe.
In the Shoe. All right. That's amazing. Well, that'd be really cool to get your own facility custom to the lacrosse team. Probably be a lot cooler venue, because football stadiums, like I played in some, and they just don't have like, they're cool. They're really awesome. But when you have a stadium of 70,000 that fit 70,000 and there's 1,000 people, like it just doesn't feel very like intimate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely agree. We never fill the stands. So hopefully with our smaller stadium, that will happen.
Yeah, that's awesome. So last year, 2021 was your freshman year. This year, you're a sophomore. Yeah. And you earned the starting role. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you had a great year. I've got some saves that I wonder if I could share my screen. We could kind of take a look at.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right. Hang on. Share screen. Okay. So this is from a game a couple weeks ago, I guess, against Rutgers. We're just kind of go through some saves. Let me get my notes here I took earlier, and we'll just kind of talk about it. Talk about your style a little bit, style of goal play. First of all, why do you go with the double zero? I love it.
Coming to college, I only had the option of double zero or 99. So it was just kind of what was given to me. But I learned to really love it. I love double zero. I think it's really cool. So
what? They only gave you two options for numbers?
Well, you got to have a goalie uniform.
The goalie uniform in women's lacrosse is different?
Yeah, so it's, I believe it's a men's shirt and we got shorts. So I believe it's a men's jersey.
I did not know that. That's so interesting. This is going to be podcast like 160 something or 50 something. And probably half of them are women's lacrosse. And just now did I learn that the jersey is different. Unbelievable. Yeah. All right. Okay. So they only have two options, but what about other girls that are different goalies that are different numbers? Like they just have their school gives them the different option.
It must be. I'm not really sure how it is elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's just how it was for me.
All right.
My freshman year, at least.
Fair enough. And you guys are sponsored by STX. Yeah. Cause I see you got pretty much all STX. You got the Eclipse 2 XTX shield gloves, the STX helmet and all that stuff.
Yeah. We're sponsored by XTX and Nike.
And Nike. Awesome. And when you set up with your top hand, it looks like you're the type of goalie that grips the plastic, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Have you always done that?
Yeah, I've always done that. I just feel like I have the most control when I play. And I can drive that top hand towards the ball.
Yep.
And my stick like doesn't spin.
Yep. 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 Awesome. Love it. What do you do for a pregame warm-up? If you're going to walk me through your pregame warm-up, we're kind of looking at the pregame, you taking some pregame shots here. What's your warm-up? How do you do it?
So, first and foremost, me and the goalie, the other goalies at Ohio State are really close and they're definitely, what helped me play, the best I could be. Like I really love those girls. So, the goalies always separate from the rest of the team and stretch by themselves. So I just talk to them and they really support me and give me the courage that I need. And then I hop in, Gabby Capuzzi warms me up. I do all high shots, all mid shots, and then all low shots. And then Taylor Vanthoff will come over and we'll do some like feeds, rippers, stuff like that. We'll go into 3v2s and then 77s. And then in the end, Riley, my twin sister and I will stay on the field a little extra and she'll shoot on me a little bit. Like old times, it just kind of brings me back to why I love the game so much. Like back to when we were younger. So yeah, I definitely love it. It works for me.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. All right, cool. Let's see here.
Oh, so I keep my mouth guard in my sock. So that's what I'm doing right now.
I was gonna ask, are you pulling your mouth guard out of your sock and putting it into your mouth? Impressive.
Yeah,
impressive, Reagan. I love it. All right, cool. So mouth guard comes out of the sock, little celebration on the sideline, we're ready to go. I'll tell you what, when I watch you play in your stance, it reminds me a lot of like the guy goalies. It just, you know, it's very, you know, wider base, right? Cause you're a taller goalie. How tall are you?
I'm like 5'9".
5'9". Okay. Wider base, like real, real athletic stance. And the other thing that you do, and you kind of do it on this play right here, right? Is just kind of this little hop move. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I definitely know what you're talking about. It's like so muscle memory to me. Like, I don't even feel myself doing this.
Yeah, every goalie I talk to says that same thing. I'm going to do a webinar this week. It'll already have come out by the time this podcast. But I'm going to talk about this move because a lot of goalies do it. And when I talk to the college goalies, they're like, yeah, it's just something I've been doing. But I love it. I love it. I think it's kind of like, you know, I played a lot of tennis growing up. I was a baseball infielder. And you do that to get set, to get ready to explode either way, to kind of reset your weight and get balanced. And so I love that you do that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's that move. And then girls kind of running in. A lot of contact right there. She pays the price to come in on the Ohio State Buckeye defense, huh?
Yeah, great defense for my teammates.
Yeah, I think they called a foul or something, or I don't know. Is that a block?
Yeah, I think it ended in a free position, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, so on this type of save, like when she's coming in, are you, bam, get in that nice athletic stance? A lot of shots that the girls face are just so close, right? I mean, she's well inside the 8 meter. I mean, this is pretty much where you're seeing the shots. Are you, at this point, is it read them and beat them? Are you just kind of reading her body language and then beating her to the spot? Or is this pure reaction for you?
I actually remember this very clearly. I don't think I had anything going on in my head when I was making the save. I just kind of like saw the ball and reacted. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when I have like more stuff going on in my head, I just try to like breathe and focus in on the ball. And just explode to the ball, give everything I got towards it.
Love it.
So this one in particular, I don't think I had anything going on in my head. So very reactionary there.
All right. Perfect. Next play is an 8 meter. You know, if you were going to teach a young girl goalie some 8 meter tips, what do you got? What would you say? How do you get ready for an 8 meter?
So I definitely think the most important thing is positioning and just being patient. I have a really bad habit. I'm sure as you watch some of my games, I have a bad habit of being really jumpy and kind of giving up good positioning. So I definitely think on 8 meters just to stay strong in what you know. I have a bad habit of like flinging my foot out. Instead, I should just step towards it and just save it like that. But as for 8 meters, I would just definitely stay calm, be yourself confidence, and really hone in on the ball. Because 8 meters are tough, especially when you get a bunch in a row. So just focusing on the ball for me helps me the most.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Yeah. So she takes one step in. Do you know, by the way, like at this point that she's going to step in and rip it?
Oh yeah, 100%.
How do you know?
And through scout, I knew this player particularly was going to rip it, but just the way her hands are all the way back, it's just kind of clear indication of someone ripping it. But obviously, like, these players are so good, she could easily like tuck it under and drive in.
Yeah. Well, awesome. So she ends up ripping it low to your stick side. And then, I mean, that's just textbook save right there. Step, drive through, little rebound, but you know what? Your team gets it and you're off to the races right there. I don't know if you got anything else to say about that save.
Yeah. I was pretty proud of that one.
Yeah.
It was funny because I have a teammate who shoots very similar to her, who's a lefty as well. And my coach is screaming like, CJ, she's just like CJ. So that was pretty hilarious.
That's awesome. Okay. Then we've got 308. Then, all right, this is one of the crazier plays I've ever seen in the entire year. So here, let's just watch the play first.
Behind the cage, yes, Alexander, what a play right there. Picking it out of the air. Well, you think about how good Rizzo was.
That was a rough, bad clear. but Ava made that save.
Yeah, it's just such a crazy play. So if we had to talk through this play, by the way, so this is where we start to get to what we were talking about earlier about the interceptions, right? And you can see the girl's behind. She's totally looking to feed, right? Like, she's not, her head's up, right? She's looking like she's going to pass. And here comes Reagan sort of creeping, right? To step. And then when she passes it, boom, that's when you go for that pick. And that's what you're talking about, how you really like to intercept the balls, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Love it. Then run around, kind of looking for someone to pass. And then as
I was
go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to get back to my crease, but I should have curled right instead of, or no, I should have curled left instead of right because I was already on the left side of the field.
Yeah, and that girl kind of like cuts you off.
Yeah.
And then as she, it looks like she gets a piece of your stick as she's going to, as you're going to make that pass, right? And then that kind of makes an errant pass. And this girl comes in and now it's a wide open goal, shoots it, and your defender makes the save.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I was really excited for my teammate Ava after that.
Yeah. This is a cool angle of it as well. So she's like running back and just knocks it out of the air. Ava makes the save. So
yeah, it was a pretty crazy.
Little did Ava know she would be focused. She would be the focus of a lacrosse goalie account, but she is.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love that play so much. All right. And then final one I want to take a look at. This was another 8 meter, but it's a little bit different because here you see the girl clearly, like, this is the body language of someone who's going to sprint in, right? I mean, her
100%.
Yeah. The stick is out in front of her, right? It's not in a shooting position. When the girls are running like right at you, how do you handle that situation as a goalie?
So I always try to tell myself to hold until you see her like release the ball. Because I definitely think if I jump way too early, I'm way out of position. I'm not prepared to make the save. So I'll just hold here and I just tell myself, like, hold until she makes a save. And then obviously my defense is doing a great job of funneling her in. It's definitely more difficult when they're running horizontal across the crease because then your angles are all, like, your angles aren't as great. But my defense is tunneling her in, so my angle stays well. And then I'm just holding until she fires it. And she went low, so I just drive my hands low. I believe I dropped my body low.
Yeah,
and I ended up falling on it.
And end up low there. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, so is that something then that, you know, you're reminding the defense of? Like, hey, funnel her in. Because you're right. Like, if she's running right at you, that's going to be an easier save as opposed to she starts running at you and then kind of cuts across the crease, right? And that just, there's so much goal then, so much angle she has. So is that something you're reminding the defense of on an 8 meter?
Oh, definitely. And like, obviously, like in the women's game, you see, I don't know, I feel like some games specifically, I see a lot of 8 meters. So I just remind them, like, funnel them in. We'll also plan for our like quickest players to be the two marked up next to her. So yeah, that's something we talk about a lot on the 8 meters.
Yeah, love it. And do you always wear the shorts? Have you ever gone with the sweats?
I have gone with sweats. Definitely quarter games or games in the beginning of the season, but I've never been like superstitious about that. Mm-hmm. I was just always used to wearing shorts growing up in Florida. So I always stick with shorts.
Yeah, you gotta show off the bruises, you know, and intimidate the opposition.
Definitely.
All right, I got one more save. I don't even know what, actually, I do know what game it's from. It's from this, hang on a second. It's from this right here. Where is it? Here. It's from the Penn State game. But this is another example of what I was talking about with that hop. So it's an 8 meter play. Hey, there's the sweats. This must have been an earlier.
Oh yeah, I got the sweats on here.
An earlier season game. But what I wanted to take a look at was, or just kind of have you talk through is you watch, let me get the head out of the way. So, you know, you're getting into your position, getting into the crease, and then you kind of watch, bam, right? That's the little jump into the stance. And I just love that. Yeah. I love that so much. I mean, it puts you in a nice athletic position. And then you do one more on this one too. So watch this.
8 meter shot.
You kind of do one more too to kind of come out at her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
I see it, but playing wise, I think it's just so ingrained. Like, I don't even realize I'm doing it. But I definitely think it's because just like stay, like you said, like in that ready stance, and just getting prepared for exploding towards
the ball. Exactly. Yeah, because I've seen goalies, like, especially in the 8 meter, you know, where you're getting your stance and then for whatever reason, like, they don't blow the whistle right away. And the goalie's just like holding that stance. And it's like, you can't stay in that stance. You kind of like, cause you build up tension, like the more you're trying to stay in that. And so if that's the situation, give yourself a little hop and just kind of like reset the weight and reset the, get the tension out of your body. And I think you'll make more saves like that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I definitely think it helps.
Yeah. Love it. Well, cool. Thank you for going through that. That was really fun. It's always cool to hear some of the stories behind the saves.
Oh yeah, for sure.
When we talk about the mental game, I know we talked a little bit earlier about kind of just that next shot mentality. But what else comes to mind for you? Do you guys, like at Ohio State, do you guys work with sports psychologists?
We do have sports psychologists to help with that, bettering sports performance. I have not really used that resource to the fullest potential, but I definitely think it's, I definitely think that's a good resource to use. Especially as a goalie, like it's very, very mental for sure. But I definitely do think that's like a great thing for goalies to.
Yeah, you got to use that resource, Reagan.
Oh yeah.
Get in there next season.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
But definitely with the pressures of the position, I definitely think that's like awesome to like just change the mindset, into being just like confident to relax, especially with the pressure piece. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Love it. What did you do your freshman year when you were the backup? Like a lot of times it can be difficult for, goalies who are the backup, right? To be able to continue to get better. They're not getting the starts and they can kind of get down on themselves. You know, how did you go about improving while not getting the starts?
Yeah. So I actually got to be the backup to Joe Rizzo, which was like, she was awesome. So, it honestly was, great for me, that year. Like I just got to learn everything I could. She was a fifth year at that point in time. So, I knew I had the opportunity of the following year to really fight for the position. It's definitely a hard situation. You always have to make sure you're staying checked in, and it can be like easy to mentally check out, but just staying involved in practice. And she did a really great job of like teaching us and like really, like, I don't know, we had a great relationship. So I fortunately had a really awesome experience being backup. I just learned a lot from her. So ended up helping me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that mindset of like, just making sure you're always like checked in. Right. Cause I totally agree. Like you gotta be mentally ready more than anything. Cause I don't know if you were number two or number three on the depth chart, it doesn't matter, but like at a drop of a hat, like you could be in there. Right. And it could be counted.
Yeah, exactly.
You. And if you're like looking out at the trees while the game's going on, you're not going to be ready to go in. Right. Whereas if you're there mentally engaged, then you're ready.
I also think it's important for goalies, like we're in this together. I know last year and this year, like goalie world is like just a really strong unit. I was there to support her, like cheer for her in her biggest moments. And like, and then as the goalies this year, Claire and Whitney, they do the same for me. They really support me. I just think it's important to like, no matter what, like I forget how many practices we have, but like we practice like 180 something times and we only play in 17 games. So you just kind of got to remind yourself, like you're still playing lacrosse at the end of the day. Even though you may not be the one playing in the game, you could still fight in practice and still give it your all in practice and be the best you could be for your teammates to just make them better.
It's a cool way to look at it. I've never heard that, right? 180 practices, 17 games, right? So what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't
give or take.
Yeah, sure. Give or take. But you can't say that like playing well in those practices doesn't contribute to the games. It absolutely does. Absolutely.
Yeah,
does.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I love that. So what are you, I know you said you're going to work an internship this summer, but what are you going to do to get better lacrosse-wise?
So as for lacrosse, I'm definitely getting my strength back. Obviously, like, we don't really lift as heavy during season because we're playing games. So I'll definitely be getting my strength back. But as for goalies, I'm going to see a lot of reps. And definitely back home, I have a lot of friends who play at different colleges. So seeing their shots, because I see like my teammates' shots all the time. So it's going to be awesome to see different types of shots and different styles from different schools. So I'll be trying to recruit a bunch of friends to play lacrosse, do a bunch of drills, explosive stuff, and just work on my balance and staying poised in goal.
Ah, I love it. Yeah, that's a great point about the different types of shots, about how you can get used to, you can certainly get used to shooters. And I was just thinking back to my playing days of like, you know, there's middies I know that like when they dip their shoulder, like I know they're going high, or like, you know, you just kind of learn people's moves. So yeah, seeing variety. Now, are you going to take a little bit of time off, or do you just, you get right into it?
So I've been like a week off. I'm kind of ready to get back into it. But I think definitely after a long season, like a little break is super important, just because your mental health is so important, especially for a goalie. So I'll take I took this past week off.
Yeah.
I'll probably hit the field in the next couple of days, but definitely keeping it light in the summer, nothing as like too crazy, but definitely good shooting reps and sessions.
All right. Love it. And do you do any coaching? Goalie coaching?
I actually do a bunch of coaching. I volunteered at a high school this past spring, actually. And I give lessons here and there, but I definitely think coaching can give you like a new perspective. It kind of helped me a lot with the angling side of it. Like I could see if the goalie was giving too much of the net, like, and then how important it is, like, I don't know, moving back and forth. Like I could see from a shooter's perspective versus being in the goal. So I definitely think if you have the opportunity to coach, like you could learn so much through that.
I 100% agree. I wrote this article about like, it's really hard to coach yourself. But when you start coaching others, you then like are sort of coaching yourself with those lessons. So like if you coach a goalie on his stance, like you have to learn it at this level. That's just a little bit deeper to teach somebody. And then that makes you a better goalie. So highly recommend that everyone coach if they can. So that's really cool. And if people want to hit you up for lessons, I think this will come out in the summer, so you'll still be around. Should they just hit you on Instagram?
Oh yeah, Instagram. Okay. Or my number, whatever.
We could just do Instagram. Works. Yeah, we'll just do Instagram, and I'll link up to your Instagram when this comes out. Regan, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story. This is great. I had a ton of fun. If you had to leave the goalies out there with one last piece of advice, what would that be?
I would say just have fun with it. Like goalie is an awesome position. And it's something that not many people can say they were a lacrosse goalie. So I just definitely say just have fun. I'm going to be a junior. So like it flies by. So really just enjoy the time with your teammates and just try to give it your all. Stay balanced and poised and just really be the best you can be.
Love it.
Don't forget to have fun with it.
But don't forget to have fun. Very well said, Regan. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that conversation. That was Regan Alexander, starting goalie from Ohio State. Going to be tons of fun to watch her play over the next coming years. Hope you learned a thing or two you can take into your own game. I love her energy. That's what I'm taking from that episode. She seems like the kind of goalie that I would want to play for, right? The kind of goalie that brings positive, amazing energy day in and day out. And you can just sense that, you know, in the way she talked. Awesome episode. PLL season just started last week. We're pumping out the save edits, but we also got the Lacrosse Goalie Summit 7 coming up. That's going to start June 27th. So if you're listening to this, do yourself a favor, do me a favor, head on over to goaliesummit.com. You can get an absolute free ticket. It's free to attend live. You can attend. I'm trying to get 20 coaches. I'm putting the finishing touches on the last set of coaches. So I think we're at 18 right now, but 18 virtual training sessions all for free. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Goaliesummit.com to get a free ticket. In the meantime, get out there, get some work in, do well and be well. I'm Coach Damon. Take care.
You've been listening to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast with your host, Coach Damon Wilson.